from emptiness to fullness of life. Dear colleagues, I am pleased to welcome you at the First World Congress of Existential Therapy. Today, I would love to share a few observations made from a practical walk with the client. There have been made lots of observations, enough for comprehensive details, but as we are limited in time, I am going to present in this report. In my counseling practice, I am constantly confronting the client's complaint of meaninglessness, hopelessness of their existence, boredom, chronic fatigue, depression, loss of taste of life. Some of them run away from this experience to addictions, some to diseases, and some see the suicide as the only way out. This is not a new problem. Sartre wrote a lot about it. He proposed us his theory of emptiness. According to Sartre, the emptiness is an existential entity of our being. He is convinced that man is nothing else than his plan. He exists only to the extent that he fulfills himself. That is, man is nothing, a clean sheet which he writes his life on. The main feelings of emptiness are anxiety, abandonment, and despair. The same was described by Viktor Frankl. Let's remember his existential vacuum with emerges as a result of a man's denial of important life purposes, unique meanings, and personal values. This implies that existential vacuum is only attributed to a personality, nature, that is more or less major. It emerges in those who already have their own life purposes, personal values, and unique meanings. However, as the practice showed, the life of a modern man could become desolate even before the time when these qualities of real personality are formed and developed. In such depression case, the condition in which these very personal purposes, meaning and values emerges from and develop simply do not exist. In other words, such people not only lack their own purposes, values and meanings, their lives just not to have the basic conditions in which these meanings could appear and strengthen. A healthy childhood is a clear proof of unpossibility of Sartre's theory of emptiness. Let's imagine the playing children. They are truly overfilled with physical energy, joy, cognitive activity, creative attitude to their lives. These children do not even suspect that their lives are empty, void, and meaningless. They do not want to waste their precious time on sleeping, eating, or some other diverting activities because there is so much interesting, new, unexplored, unknown around. It's quite clear that a child is completely free of emptiness and existential vacuum and bankruptcy. His life is fulfilled and absolutely authentic, free of anxiety, desolation, despair, apathy, and boredom. Therefore, based on my counseling experience and stories of my clients, I offer for your consideration a new type of existence, existential bankruptcy. Unlike Sartre's emptiness, bankruptcy is not an existential entity. This is a dynamic process with its psychological or existential precondition, with its own beginning and favorable conditions for formation and courage and development. And unlike the existential vacuum, life can be existentially bankrupt at any age. Moreover, in modern circumstances, the human life becomes empty as a result of not being fulfilled with interests, purposes, values, and so on since the early childhood. As an example, let us discuss only three preconditions to the depletion of the life of a modern man. Firstly, in our modern consumer society, a global trade-off of values and other life values and landmarks has taken place. The request of my client proves the seriousness of this problem. The evolving situation reminds me of an English fairy tale, The Three Little Pigs. When Niff Niff built himself a house of straw and decided that he will make it perfectly for all the winter in it, that now he may not be afraid of frosts or bitter cold winter winds or hungry wolves. And so do we, relying on the advocated today consumer values, endeavors to live a full life. But when we face first more or less serious challenge, such as failure, crisis, and loss, we are stunned to discover that these such amazing values are completely useless for dealing with real life conflicts and overcoming the emerged difficulties. And went well run in a breakneck piece to Naf-Naf, well, the brave psychotherapist, he built a house of stone and asked him for protection from the evil wolf who effortlessly destroyed our ephemeral straw shelter. Secondly, we come to live in the era of simulacra. We are breaking away from reality further and further, tangling not only in our natural footholds and benchmarks, but also in all other spheres of modern life. What is the truth and what is the lie? What is the variety and what is the illusion? What is good and what is bad? How to comprehend what is right and what is wrong? How can we lean upon when facing the challenge of life? And finally, thirdly, in our fast moving age of information, the freedom and mobility have become the core values of a successful person. Now we are free from family, home, motherland, traditions, and from all the culture and historical heritage of our ancestors. The absolute rootedness of modern man is evident. So, like a rolling stone, he roams around the world, and indeed he cannot find anything to depend upon, able to lean on, outside himself. However, this bankruptcy is above all an existential problem of the individual. It should not be justified by either psychological, nor social or health factor. Moreover, we should not blame these factors only in one's life division. Existential bankruptcy is not a life sentence, it's a reversible process. It's had begun, formed and developed under certain conditions and prerequisites. The modification or elimination of these conditions are training prerequisites for bankruptcy, allowing to start the reverse process of fulfilling one's life. The acquisitions, or being more precise, the acceptance of our own roots, could be the first step of filling one's life. The most direct way to this is through the discovery of life's actual identities. Usually, for this purpose, I invite him to ask himself, who am I? There is a sense to answer these questions using only nouns, words, which define various identities. The practice shows that after working at this, one gets footing and spirit to move forward on the reconstruction of his healthcare. Let's consider the formation of life perspective as an example of strengthening and celebration of life bearing and learning art. Offering the life perspective as a new existence, we have in mind two major definitions of the word perspective. First, life perspective is some kind of a plan, prospects for the future. However, the existential perspective is not limited only by plans and prospects. The second, more important definition for us, which better defines our understanding of life perspective, is a perspective drawing technique in painting. It's a visual arts, volumetric, three-dimensional image. It is created with the help of using perspective on a two-dimensional plan. A certain depth is being added to the picture. Thus, the existential perspective is a sort of life project, which, firstly, determines life plans for the future, for the next year, 5 years, or for a limited, or for a lifetime. And secondly, extends the boundaries of personal space at a considerable depth and multidimensionality to the life itself. Therefore, the loss of life perspective, or the lack of it, deprives man of his future, and as a result, his life is flattened, becomes two or even one-dimensional, empty, monotonous, mainly gray, semi and boring. And life perspective is determined by our hopes, interests, endeavors, dreams, and goals. The resuscitation of hope. Nowadays, according to Sartre's testament, hope is a completely meaningless and destructive life phenomenon, because a man has nothing to depend upon but himself. However, when analyzing all known examples of life-affirming role of hope in pursuit of its driving force, we find its amazing quality. It's a hope that enables human to achieve unrealistic goals. an incredible action to recover and survive despite the circumstances, doctor's surgeries, fatal injuries, and, or in spite of statistics, common sense, public opinion, constraints of human capacity. Hope, in my opinion, has an essential place. It is a backbone, a foundation, which your life perspective can be built on, and without which the world process lost all meaning. That is why we usually start the process of creating the existential perspective with a discussion of clients' expectations from therapy. Often, being in the state of existential bankruptcy, a client answering, "What do you hope for?" fatalistically replies, "Much, no hope." In this case, the counselor's counter question is quite obvious. And what do you expect from Scrooge? The result is all four. There have not been any hopes in the client's life upon this point. Now, the first obvious hope is being born. Hope for one or another personal significant outcome of that. And if hope is not born, then unfortunately, there are no benefits from such therapy. The determination of life aspiration. Aspirations is an activity or a set of sequential actions which provide the possibility of realizing of existential significance, life-defining means that determine an individual's way of living. In other words, what is meant here is that a man has something important, significant, something or somebody as a reason for being, for overcoming difficulties, a reason for which he is willing to stand up, to suffer, and to devote his life. As Nietzsche said, he who has a why to live for can be almost anyhow. From this definition, it's clear that there cannot be many aspirations. For a normal, complete, full, and interesting life, man needs one main life-forming aspiration and one or two additional ones which ensure the implementation of the main one. Awakening of interest. As we already know, one of the main features of depletion is a loss of interest of life. Therefore, it is evident that one of the primary purposes of psychotherapy is to awaken this interest in the client. The rehabilitation of a dream. In this question, I am once again confronting Sartre, who affirmed that dreams, expectations, and hopes only serve to define a man as a broken, aborted hope and futile expectation. In our world, they define it negatively, not positively. But a dream is also a cherished wish and idealistic world which promises happiness. The dreams of most of our contemporaries are defined by the boundaries of only two dimensions, physical and social. Nowadays, not many of us look at the sky, dream about romantic adventures, dangerous travels, new discoveries and achievements, traveling to space and other planets. Everybody dreams of comfort, safety and stability. Therefore, it becomes evident that the next step of the way of forming a life of our lives should be the rehabilitation of dream as a life-affirming phenomenon of their life. This will give them space in their imagination for more significant dreams, expanding the existential horizon, lifting them up above truly every day, tribal-wide problems, overcoming the boundaries of materialistic and social needs. Existential setting of goals. For existential understanding of goals, it's important to distinguish them from simple wishes, wants of a person that normally originate from the outside. The goal is not something I passionately want, but is something without which I cannot live and feel my integrity, my goodness. In other words, a goal or purpose is that part of me, of my life, which is still lack. It follows from this understanding that to achieve one or another goal means to achieve integrity. Apart from that, according to the existential view, only a person with integrity can have goals, which we are talking about. The acquisition. In conclusion, I would like to emphasize that in the process of constructing of the life perspective, we need to pay special attention to its uniqueness of authenticity and realness. Not only goals and purposes, but all other components of existential aspiration, interests, dreams, must be personally significant. They should be defined and experienced by the client as his own, and not as estranged or imposed from the outside. Otherwise, all the preparatory work, as well as the actual formed perspective, will turn out futile with time. When these fakeness and incongruity are clarified, the client will experience a setback, the reverse process of his life's emptiness. And as we know, the setback is normally more painful and traumatic than the primary psychological state in which the client seeks help. If the acquisition is to take place, then the therapy of depletion turns out effective and helps the client to begin a fulfilled, fruitful and interesting life. Thank you for attention.
Thank you, Alina, for presenting that. Are you okay to take some questions? Maybe we can, if you cannot answer them, we can talk about them as a group.
Yes.
Yeah, is that okay?
I ready.
Dimitri, if you want to, if you look to translate it,
that
would be better.
You can.
Okay. 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 Okay.
Я понимаю, что это несколько так необычно задавать вопросы тому, который читает.
Вы знаете, it's usual to ask questions not to the author, to the author.
Называя, значит, Алексея самого, вот, и чувствуя, как вы читали, как вы проникались всем этим, я думаю, что я не очень не грешу.
I feel that you have appropriated this according to your reading, and so I think it makes sense to ask you about this.
И, может быть, ваши ответы будут своеобразным даже дополнением, такой стереоскопическим взглядом.
Your answer would be a kind of addition to the text.
Значит, там прозвучали такие для меня замечательные слова, вот, допустим, о главных желаниях и о главных минимумах. Вот на выбор. Что это такое в ваших представлениях? Чаще всего, какие у людей бывают главные целебные такие желания или вот еще интереснее главные минимумы?
You said about the main wishes people might have and about the main minimums they might have. What is your interpretation of this? What would you say? What could be those main wishes or still more interesting the main minimums?
Особенно заканчиваю уже вспомнить, что когда-то Господь Бог вот по Священному Писанию создал мир из ничего.
Once God created the world from nothing.
Значит, можете назвать пару таких минимумов?
Can you just give examples of some of those kind of minimums?
Я, может, про себя скажу.
Конечно.
Это ощущение смысла.
I would say from my own, the main point is the feeling of meaning.
Ощущение, не знание, а ощущение смысла.
Not just knowing, but feeling of meaning.
Ну, замечательно. Но если бы вы еще сказали вот это свое ощущение, вот, смысла. Да, смысл, как мы его не обожаем, там не возносим. Часто бывает это минимум, вот, с чего начинается. Вот почти ничто, но которое имеет перспективу.
Yeah, meaning may be sometimes a minimum as a starting point, nearly nothing, but something which is some perspective.
Ваш минимум. Или можно Алексея минимум.
Or your author's minimum.
Или любого из нас, как вы видите, какой.
Ну, я думаю, что это будет ощущение смысла, нужности.
I think it would be the feeling of meaning and usefulness.
Алексей говорит о освобождении от чужих смыслов.
Alexei is speaking about liberation of others' meanings.
И тут важно почувствовать, именно почувствовать, а не узнать.
Да, минимальный на свой.
Он может быть некрасивым, не грандиозным, странным.
Спасибо, пока я удовлетворен.
The meaning can be ugly, not grandiose, strange, but it may be just that. Okay, so I guess satisfied.
Second question.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for your report. And first of all, I would like to give my support to your supervisor, because he's not here, and I think that probably to tell him the empathy and support of all of us, because he is not here. Okay.
Yes, I understand.
Okay, good night. I just wanted to check if you could need translation.
Well, my question would be, if your supervisor would be here, probably you can answer my question. How practically you can help a patient to a meaningless life, sense of life, to a fullness of meaning of life? How do we, or you, with your approach, would help a desperate patient, maybe with suicidal thoughts, intention? How do you help him or her to fullness of life, you know, to feel life in a full way? I'm glad you mentioned Viktor Frankl, and I know him quite well. I was his student, Viktor Frankl, you know, so I learned a lot of therapy from him. But I would be interested in this question. How do you, with your approach, help a patient from a meaningless life, or what he feels, or neurotic, neurogenic neurosis, Frank would say, right? Lack of meaning, into fullness. Can you give us some idea?
Больше полноте смысла. Хорошо, что вы там упомянули Франкла. Я у него учился. Вот. Но вот это как-то конкретно практически про что это?
Конкретно практически тут вот по этапам описаны игнорируемые обычно и кажущиеся несерьезными вещи, типа надежды, мечты, интереса.
Practically speaking, here have been described some stages, including the points that are usually largely neglected, like hope, dreams, daydreams, interests.
Aspirations. И человек может натыкаться в нем на твердые углы и биться.
We may meet the hard angles in this world and get hit.
А воображений пространства много.
But there is much more space in our imagination. Let me please continue.
I'd like to add.
Yeah. Yes.
In your question, many people
Мне кажется, что здесь какое-то ключевое слово – это присутствие.
I think that the key word here is presence.
Мы часто живем среди идей и толкаемся.
We tend to live often among ideas, mostly others' ideas.
И мне кажется, присутствие – это риск, мужество впечатлиться выразительностью того, что есть в мире.
I would say that the presence is a risk or a courage to let oneself be impressed with the impressivity of what is there in the world.
И мне не надо проверять, я есть или меня нет.
And I must not check whether I exist or not.
Это проходит сквозь мое тело.
This goes through my body. Getting impressed.
To allow oneself to be impressed.
Мне кажется, он вообще про другое.
Да, еще по-другому.
Ну, молодцы.
The main problem is when a patient, it seems that he's not open to any new interest. Even interest for dialogue with the psychotherapist. But I think that it is worldwide problem. When a patient is so desperate that he or she does not want even to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
We are helpless. Maybe I would like to make a comment to the problem of meaning, you know? I can give my experience of knowing Viktor Frankl and reading his books about this word, the meaning. Actually, it is very difficult to define the word meaning, and even in our life, what is meaning? What I can make comment is that starting, for example, from the sentence "the meaning of life," you know, which is the one of the main sentences of existential therapy. This sentence, "the meaning of life," may have some slight impact difference. If we say instead of the meaning of life, the sense of life, and other times it's not the suitable word, the meaning, neither the sense of life, sometimes it could be the value of life, which is similar to the meaning, the value of life, or other times maybe meaning could mean it does make sense to me. Or sometimes meaning could mean it is logic. Or sometimes meaning could be it is suitable. When it's not suitable, it's meaningless. Other times meaning means goal, purpose. The reason for what is meaningful means it is good for something, for somebody. So I share this problem. I do also have the same problem to find a common definition of meaning. Because there are many faces, many features, actually. So I have the same problem in finding one common definition of meaning. Generally, meaning is a resource of interpretation because I make that interpretation, so I have that meaning. Instead, sense is not a question of interpretation. Sense is more likely an intuition. It's something that I feel, not the result of a logic procedure. This is interpretation, hence that's the meaning. No. Sense is more something well, it's simple individual, but it's more in material. It's not logic. Sense is not logic. It's something that you feel in yourself. That was just sharing a comment. It is not a placing, it is not an objection, just sharing a comment.
Которым я хотел. Ну, замечательно.
Thank you. It was great. It was great.
Thank you.